98.1 KZE. Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Nick from Devotchka. We just heard Straight Shot by the band, and that was off their most recent album that came out in 2018, The Night Falls Forever. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, my friend.
It's great to have you on the telly with us, so thanks for joining us this morning. We've been fans of Devotchka for years, and I got to see you play back in 2006 at Bonnaroo, which was an incredible performance that you guys gave. And I think Andrew Bird came out and jammed with you. He played right before you on a different stage, I think, and then we migrated over there. And it was the first time I got to witness live Devotchka, and I've heard you on record prior to that. And you kind of stunned me, mesmerized me, put me in a cool space, and the whole crowd was digging it. And I looked around at everybody who seemed to know a lot more than I did, because they were really into what was happening. And you have that kind of mesmerizing sound and delivery and whole presentation. So we're looking forward to seeing you at the Metal Arc Fest, which is happening in September the 8th through the 10th. I believe Devotchka is playing Sunday the 10th. And, well, good morning. And what are you going to be bringing with you to the Stone Ridge Orchard?
Well, we're going to bring that same similar fire that you saw all those years ago in Bonnaroo. We are, that's cool that you called us back then. I think we've, we still have the same exact lineup. We have some special guests that travel with us. We have, new songs, new outlook on life, and it's our first time playing a festival in New York, so we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a great lineup, and we're so proud and happy to have Devotchka in our backyard. Now, The Night Falls Forever came out in 2018, and I know between that time and now, some stuff has gone down which has sidelined a lot of musicians and creative process. Are you back in it?
Yeah, definitely. It was hard for people to get. There's a lot of false starts playing live there for a minute. But that seems to be in the rearview mirror. I'm knocking on wood.
Yeah.
It was a good time for banging out new material and working on lyrics and contemplating our existence, I guess.
Yeah, and how to get through it and involved in it. Yeah.
It's definitely, and it was, I think it was for me, and definitely for my band, it was kind of focused our beams on what is actually important and how much, you get to kind of take it for granted when you've been on tour for a few years, and then when all of a sudden that's taken away, there's a big hole in your life. And when that came back and we were actually able to connect with live audiences again, and you really realize what you have. We just appreciate it tenfold now.
So there's more energy, more delivery with passion. Like, how does that translate?
Yeah, I definitely, I will say I have been guilty of, sometimes I think everybody will have to phone it in a little bit, but that doesn't happen anymore. Huh. It has kind of stunned me into reality, and I will never take it for granted again. It was a big lesson.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
So when you come to the Stone Ridge Orchard, you're going to be playing some new things then?
Yeah, we have a couple of new things we've been trying out on the road, and got some stuff from the album you mentioned, and some old favorites.
Cool.
So a mixture of those things.
Well, we're really looking forward to having Dvochka play at the Stone Ridge Orchard, part of the Meadowlark Festival, September 8th through the 10th, meadowlarkfest.com, to get tickets and further information. This is a benefit for farmers. So part of your proceeds go directly to local farms and local farmers, which is, of course, a great cause. And to have this eclectic lineup of excellent musicians and music on one area, it's going to be an incredible thing. So we're really looking forward to Dvochka and your brand of music. If somebody came up to you, Nick, and said, oh, you're in a band, great, what kind of music do you play, what do you answer them with?
That's always been a tough one.
Yeah.
For me.
Same here. It's, yeah, like, how do you describe Dvochka? So I'm asking you.
I mean, I think it's basically rock and roll with a twist.
Sure.
And I always kind of generalize it as, you know, it's romantic.
Okay, cool. Yeah, yeah, romantic rock and roll with a twist. And the twist comes in the form of a theremin, a bouzouki, and all kinds of other exotic things that you put into the music, which gives it a little pepper, a little spice. So
yeah, we never shied away from that. I always kind of wanted to travel through the music, and hopefully get you to a different space with different sounds from all over the world.
Mm. Yeah, and a theremin can actually be used in more ways than, you know, a creepy Dracula soundtrack film or something. And you can actually play it. And, you know, I've seen on YouTube mesmerizing performances of folks on the theremin. And it's an amazing instrument. I mean, you're playing with sound waves. So, you know, how did you come about the theremin?
I heard about it years ago, was always kind of fascinated with it, and I just kept digging into it, and then that documentary came out, I think in the 90s, called The Theremin. Have you ever seen that one?
I haven't, no.
The director's name is Steve Martin. Not the same Steve Martin we all know.
Not the wild and crazy guy.
Yeah, it's not the wild and crazy guy. But anyway, the movie's fantastic. The story's amazing. I had already been into theremins for a few years, and that sent me down the path. In the old days, you used to be able to order these little kits.
Yeah.
On the internet, and kind of solder them together, and I made tons of crappy ones that never really worked out well, and always tortured all my roommates that I had, girlfriends,
anyone around,
anyone who has an earshot, because it's a painful thing to learn how to play.
Yeah, well, you know, if anyone out there has had the experience of getting in front of a theremin, you have your left and your right hand doing stuff, and, you know, creating sound waves. Nick, I'd make noise, basically, and I'd satisfy my need to have weird sounds. But do you actually find the notes and play?
Yeah.
See, now that's the talent.
Yeah. It's you have to find the note. You have to grab the notes out of the air, kind of. It's pretty cool that way.
Yeah.
It's generated by the microwaves that you put out, because we're all putting out these microwaves, much like the waves that are carrying our voices through the air right now.
Right now.
I'm sure you know this as an engineer. Human beings put out these waves, which I always find fascinating, and also didn't realize until I started messing around with theremin. The antenna on theremin picks up the waves off your hand, and the closer you get, the higher frequency. And so you're off to the races.
Yeah. So you're able to find the notes, as you said, and maybe play some notes off a scale?
Yeah, and it's exciting because you never know quite where that scale is going to be. It changes every time.
Wow. Well, hopefully you'll be bringing the old theremin with you when you come.
Yeah, I guess I got to after that's old up, right?
Yeah, we're going to be in the back screaming, theremin solo.
Yeah, definitely.
But Dvachka is a very expressive, incredible band, and they are an incredible lineup. And Nick, do you get the opportunity to hang out and see other bands, or are you guys like in and then you're out?
No, we'll be definitely hanging.
Oh, cool.
That's one of the best things about playing at a festival. I believe clap your hand and say, yeah, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
We go way back with those guys.
I think
we did a show with them around that same year that you were mentioning. And we've kind of stayed in touch with them. So really excited to see where they're at. I haven't seen them live in a long time.
Yeah. Well, we hope nothing but the best for the future of Dvachka and you, Nick, and keep up the good work. And we're looking forward to, no pressure, some new releases in the future. So keep up the good work. We're looking forward to your performance. You're going to be on stage Sunday the 10th at Stone Ridge Orchard and Farmers Market. And it's going to be a great event. MeadowlarkFest.com for tickets and information. They have a lot of different packages available, VIP packages and more. So, Nick, we'll see you there. And thanks a lot for your time this morning. And all the best with Dvachka.
Thank you. Looking forward to seeing everybody in the orchard.
Yes. We'll pick some apples.
All right. We'll see you there.
All right. All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show again. Our guest, Nick from Dvachka. They're going to be at the Meadowlark Fest. MeadowlarkFest.com, Stone Ridge Orchard, September 8th through the 10th. 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, it's Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. I wanted to let you know about another new high-tech program our IT department, me, has been working on at our stores in Rhinebeck.